Wasn't that beautiful? That was Jerry Milnes and Laura Lee Hammond. Laura is here, Lorraine is here teaching Mountain Dulcimer, and Jerry Milnes is the folk arts coordinator, and they're longtime staff of Augusta and wonderful folks. I think that Elk River Blues, that first tune they did, had something to do with someone's house who had been relocated so that a dam could come through. That would give me the blues, I'll tell you, if somebody did that to my house. That was really great. They have CDs available, by the way, and I suggest you get one. How was the shopping in the during the break? Was that pretty fun? Great. Did all my albums sell out by chance? Last I checked, there were a few left. Yeah, I worked really hard to put out a good album of cowboy music. I did 4 or 5 albums, and finally ended up with a million seller. That means we got about 1 million of them left in the cellar. Y'all don't get out much, do you? Oh, we're having a great time here. This is such a terrific time to be here in Elkins, West Virginia. I just love it here. I want to get a little business out of the way before I run out of time, because this incredible sound crew is moving like the speed of light. And I think while they're here giving their best side to the audience, we should give them a big hand. Wow. Incredible. Sound and lights. And of course, Flawn Williams running the board back there, and Austin Sapp doing the coordinating. Austin Sapp and her assistant Ann run a really tight ship backstage. And to let you know, for those of you that are like keeping score with your watches and stuff, we came in 3 minutes under time on the first set. Hooray! All right. So anyway, I told you about the Augusta store, and it will be open again after the concert for your buying frenzy. Then you can friends ride over to the swing dance in the pavilion. That'll be real fun. That's going to be a great dance tonight, led by Crazy Rhythm Band. And then after that, there'll be a bebop jam session in the pit, and Bross Townsend will be down there, and that'll start around 12:30, just to give Ryan time to get down there and get set up. Now, here's for some weird news. I don't know what's going on. Nobody tells me anything, but I understand, and this is important, the dining hall will be closed tomorrow evening. And, like, I'm majorly attracted to the dining hall. I love that. I love the blue Jell-O. I mean, I never eat Jell-O during the year except at Augusta. I eat blue Jell-O. So we're going to have dinner on Hallihurst porch. But let me introduce this next guest, this guest artist. Kathy Bullock is coming out in just a moment. And this is her second year at Augusta. She was teaching at Vocal Week last year. She's here to teach at the Elder Hostel. And I ducked in on her class tonight at 6:30, her gospel singing class, and it was just fabulous. And tomorrow night is their concert at 7 o'clock, so we don't want to miss that. Kathy is the daughter of a Baptist minister. She grew up singing with her family and in the church, and right now she makes her home in Berea, Kentucky, where she teaches at the college. Please make welcome Kathy Bullock.
It's really great to be here at Augusta again. This is my second year, and it's just a wonderful experience each time I come. I want to start off with an old spiritual, a city called Heaven. They call them sorrow songs because they emerged out of a terrible and debilitating experience. Yet out of all of that comes this beautiful gift of music, and that's the spiritual. This is one that might have been sung by my own granddaddy, who was born a slave. Just come with me as we reflect a bit, and I share with you a song that really means a lot to me. I am a poor pilgrim of sorrow. I'm lost in this wide world of woe. No hope have I for tomorrow. I've started to make him my home. Sometimes I am tossed and driven, Lord. Sometimes I don't know where to go. But I've heard of a city called Heaven, and I'm started to make it my home. My mother has reached that pure glory. My father still walking in the scene. My brother and sister won't own me because I'm trying to get in. Sometimes I am tossed and driven, Lord. Sometimes I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go. I've heard of a city call to heaven, and I've started to make it my home. I've started to make it my home. I've started to make it my home. Song I'd like to share with you is in some ways more contemporary, in some ways just as old. It takes an old and very familiar tune, adds new text to it, and a new meaning and new life. This is a song that is one of my many, many favorites, and one that I sing very much at my church now, very often. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond every one of my thoughts and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where my Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my fallen soul. He looked beyond my faults and saw Before I do my last song, I've invited some friends to sing along with me on that. But, you know, a gospel singer can't go anywhere and sing without inviting everybody else to sing with her. So I want you to tune your voices up, and I'm going to do just a little tad of this song, I Go to the Rock, that Danny Bell did many years back. And your part is going to be... Okay, let me hear you. It goes like this. Go. I go to the rock. I go to. Good. Altos, if you're in there, you know I'm a choir director. I have to add that. I go to the rock. Let me hear you, altos. I go. Oh, we got altos. And then the tenors. I go to the rock. Let me hear tenors. Comes at the very end of the song, so you have to listen to it. I'll go through it real quickly. Then when I point to you, be ready, okay? You help me out.
Where do I go when the storms of life are raging? Who do I talk to when no one else would listen? Who do I lead?
That was really great. It got you all tuned up for this last number. And we're in Blues Week, and you know gospel and blues are not really that far apart. In fact, they really all come from the same source, the same musical and cultural foundation. And when I heard some of the great singing that was going on, I really wanted for this last song to invite them to join me. I listened to Richard Smith and I listened to Catherine Davis, among many other beautiful voices. And I asked them, please come on and join me in this last song. We got some other friends together, so come on out. I want them to join, and you all will be joining up too while we sing this last song together.
Just a closer
just
a closer walk, yes, with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Just
yes.
Granny Master.
Granny Master.
Granny Father.
Jesus.
If you please.
If you please.
If you please.
Yeah.
Daddy walking.
Singing along? Good, because we were too. We were singing so loud we couldn't hear you. This is going to be fun. There's a great act coming up, and it's going to take a little time. I got to see the chart that the sound crew is working from. It's amazing. You know, the chart with the monitors and the microphones on it for Kathy, and then what these folks are going to do in the next, it's going to be 4 or 5 minutes. It's going to be just amazing. The second chart looked like a diagram of a football game. It was incredible. This is such a wonderful week. You know, I don't know how many of you live anywhere near Elkins. Let's see a show of hands. How many people live within an hour's drive of Elkins? Okay, great. That's a good turnout. How many of the rest of us live anywhere between 5 and 20 hours away? Wonderful. I travel all the way across the country every year. This is my 12th year to be here, to be in this incredibly beautiful place. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I started out on the Vocal Week staff as an assistant to Patsy Montana, my mentor, and Kathy Fink set that up, and it was just so wonderful. And by Tuesday, I was crying because Kathy said, "What's the matter?" And I said, I just want to come back. I've got to come back." And she said, "Well, we rotate and have different themes every year in Vocal Week, and you probably won't get to come back next year, but maybe in a few years." And then somehow, magically, Swing Week was started, and I got to be the coordinator. And so I've been able to come back every year since I first started in 1988. And I just love it. I leave Colorado, a dry, arid climate, and I come out here, and it's such a great experience, you know, to be around this much humidity. I really don't know how to describe it. And then there's something else that goes on for me here. It doesn't happen. I mean, people have been kind of staring at my legs because I've got these bites all over from my toes up to about halfway at my shins, and people are kind of looking at me, but I don't have bugs. Don't bite me out in Colorado. It's just here. I feel so special. There's so many great things to do here at Augusta. I understand the stained glass group will be showing off some of their finished projects, and I think that's down in the park. I just don't know when it is. I don't even know where it is, but I know it's going to happen. So do watch for that, the stained glass exhibit. I really want to thank Margot Blevin and the crew of the five-week staff that makes this all happen. There is there is so much work that goes into something like this, and what's really neat is these people all make us feel like they're just all this excited for us, but they do this all 5 weeks. Every crew gets the same excitement. You know what we're setting up for is one of my favorite bands in the whole world, Cafe Accordion, and you're going to love them. The leader of the band is a certified idiot, Dan Newton. He is just such a crazy guy, and he's been here for Accordion Week and Blues Week and Cajun Week, and then one year he was here for Dan Newton Week, and it was just too much. But he really said he would love to come back and play for the evening dances with his band, and he's got a terrific band. They're based out of St. Paul, Minnesota, and it's, yeah, right. Yeah, sure, you betcha. Hey, they up there, they do those dances. They do the polka, and they lots of dances besides the polka. They do what's called an eclectic, danceable, vintage, world beat, old music. And it's pretty wild. But he's got Brian Barnes on guitar and Eric Mooring on fiddle and mandolin, Eric Lillestahl, who you've already seen, on the acoustic bass, and also Joe Stanger on drums, and of course Dan. And they're going to do a few songs for you. They've been playing for a couple of the dance classes, and then every evening they've done a set. Last night was what we called it, Honky Tonk. Honky Tonk, that's Honquetonque, Honky Tonk du Monde. And it was music from all over the world. We had tangos, we had Wendy Bourne sang a song in Finnish. Yes, and in fact I got there just as she was finished. So timing is everything. But they do French music, they do a little bit of everything. It's very, very wild. And they also dress to the max. And I think you'll love this. And I really enjoy the little bandstand things. That's a real throwback to the 20s and 30s. You don't see that every day. Cafe Accordion goes to a lot of effort to kind of recreate an era that a lot of people think has died. But no, it's very well and alive. They have two wonderful albums. And the second one is their brand new one. And it's called On Holiday, a Musical Cruise. I highly recommend you get it. I have two copies, and I listen to them both. So it's really a great record. And then we're going to have some dancing, but I'll tell you about that in a little while. These guys are moving so fast. Look at them go. I just love it. I could give you a brief yodeling lesson. How many people would like a really quick yodeling lesson? Oh, good. All right. So here's what you do. Basically, you go from your chest voice, your hello voice. Let's all say hello. Hello. All right. Then you want to go right up into your falsetto or your Mickey Mouse voice and say, hi, Mickey.
Hi, Mickey.
Once again, hi, Mickey.
Hi, Mickey.
All right. So yodeling is really hello, hi, Mickey. No, no. Yodeling is going from the chest voice to the falsetto like this. Hey, hey, hey. Ay, ay, ay. Yodel, ay, ay, ay. All right, let's see if you can do a more complicated pattern. This should move them along. Yodel, ay, ay, yodel, ay, ay, yodel, ay. Now you. Yodel, ay, ay, yodel, ay, ay, yodel, ay. Beautiful. All right. Oh, and here come the chairs. Oh, excuse me, Ryan, they would like padded chairs, preferably in a crushed velvet? No? Okay, well, doesn't hurt to ask. Yes, I had a little free time at the early part of the week, or so I thought, and so I sat in on the drumming class, and that was really wild. I got to be in the class with Steve Lawrence and Joe Stanger and learn all about a little bit that I was able to absorb about the drums, but there is so much that goes into setting up one of these things, and one of the things you do if you want to be a drummer is you learn how to assemble and take apart a drum kit. And if you do that 20 times in a row and you still want to be a drummer, then, you know, you're off to a good start. But I have one of those, I borrowed Steve's little snare drum and just taken that apart, and it's got wing nuts on it and all kinds of, it's got more movable parts than you could possibly think. We're still waiting for a velvet chair. And I think Dan likes to sit he stands, actually. Are we done?
We're done.
Oh, wow. That was 1 minute and 30 seconds. Amazing. Please make welcome Cafe Accordion.
Only thought the setup was done. Now it's our turn. Someday I'll have somebody who will follow me out and do that for me. We're extremely happy to be here. We just love being a part of this series. It's one of the best music series in the country, as far as I'm concerned. And those of you who live here in Elkins are just lucky to have something like this in your hometown. Those of you who have come to Elkins for Swing Week are lucky to have been here all week experiencing what we've been experiencing as well. And we'll play a little of the variety that we usually play outside of swing tonight, starting off with a French musette waltz, a tune that was written by a gypsy guitarist back in the 1920s. His name was Gusti Mala, and he wrote a tune called Valse de Niglo. And Niglo, spelled N-I-G-L-O, was the S. That's right, from our local French expert, right? So there's an S on the word. Niglo is the manouche, or gypsy French word for hedgehog, which was apparently one of their staples of their diet in and around Paris in the 1920s.
Ready? Ready?
Ready? So here's Valse de Niglo. Thank you. Thank you.
What a difference day made, 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterdays were blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that tender kiss is heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and that difference is you. No me niegues tus besos, que el amor que te he dado no podrás olvidar. No me preguntes nada, que no te de explicarte, que el pedo que negaste ya no lo puedes dar. Cuando vuelva a tu lado y esté sola contigo, las cosas que te digo no repitas jamás por compasión. En tu labio mío y se llame en tus brazos y cuente los latidos en nuestro corazón.
Thank you.
Thank you. I've been to Augusta 12 times, and this is the first time I've ever been able to actually come and bring my own band. And I'm so happy that they're here. I think I'll take this opportunity just to tell them that I'm happy that this is the band that I play in. Isn't that warm and fuzzy?
You guys are great. I love you, man.
Oh, it ain't nothing.
One of the things that's made me really happy during the last 2 years is that Swing Week has incorporated some tango and tango dance instruction into its programming, and that brings us to our next point, and I'm going to have Liz come back out to tell you about the next piece we're going to do.
I'd be happy to come out, Dan.
It's time for Liz to come out, don't you think?
I'll get here in the light.
From a certified area.
The tango instructors, Argentine tango instructors, are Johnny Martinez and Diane Lathrop, and they're from New York City. And they absolutely had us in tears today with the most beautiful demonstration of the tango. And I think you're really going to enjoy them. They've been performing together for about 4 years. And they live in New York City, in Manhattan. And Diane owns and operates her own studio that's called Steppin' Out Dance Studio. And together they've traveled and performed all over the country. They're specialists in the West Coast and East Coast swing, Latin and Argentine tango. And I love this. They recently appeared on the soap opera All My Children as featured salsa dancers. This is their second year at Augusta because we had such a great time with them last year. You're going to love them. And this is their first year performing together as husband and wife. So please make welcome Johnny Martinez and Diane Lathrop.